WFODICKS.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks. You don't know those guys?
Well, I wasn't going to say it. I wanted you to say it.
I get super jealous of Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Dude, shout out to a wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I just wish you had everyone dicks.
WFO dicks. All right, that does sound suggestive.
You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Right on a piece of paper.
Oh no! I've been hit!
If I'm wasting our time, I want to this all like from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
That smells like the clover now.
It's a dangerous assignment.
Oh, my God.
WFOD starts now.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. In my eyes, I see no one else but like I love. You're the love of my life. You're my lady.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
I was looking for drummers, and Craigslist seemed like a great, easy, lazy place to find drummers. I don't know. They're all in one spot.
That there is like a whole community of people looking for bandmates? I just thought it was for like creepo sexual deviants. And
No, there's more to it.
People scalping baseball tickets. But
there's an actual musician section on Craigslist.
I'll be damned.
Musicians seeking musicians.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
So,
and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Sponsored by Bullet Rye Frontier Whiskey.
Guys, it is February, one of our favorite months around here. It's podcast month.
Podcast month. Pretty so great excited. That it's back.
And we have a podcast guest with us, Travis. We are joined by B. Rob of the Random Rabble.
Start that one over.
Well, no, I gotta cut that whole thing out.
Are you also sponsored by Bullet Rye Frontier Whiskey?
The Random Ramblings with Rob podcast, found at randomrobcast.com or at @RRR_podcast on Twitter. Rob, how are you, buddy?
I am delighted that you got my my show name wrong.
I fucked it up, Rob. I'm off to a bad start.
Hey, it's okay, because, I mean, I don't expect nobody to get it right.
It's a bit of a tongue twister, that one.
By design.
So, yeah, and I try to talk fast, because I don't want to bore people. You know, I have kind of a grating voice, I think.
Yeah.
But I got to get the information out quickly so that somebody else can, you know, bring people back.
Well, and Mike goes off the cuff, too. He doesn't have that written down. He's committed it to memory.
Travis, I do have it written down. I fucked it up looking right at it.
your voice is not bad at all. You kind of remind me of the old timey news shows or whatever. We're bringing you quick and hard hitting news here on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Not bad.
I wish we had that much clout.
Not a bad mic there. Of the mic impressions I've heard, one of the better ones. Guys, phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We have so much to discuss with Rob.
Excellent. Right off the bat, though, can I go on the record to say that I'm pretty proud of myself that years ago I predicted that Little Hurricane actually got together to marry.
I saw that on the social media. So we had Little Hurricane on the show. It's a male-female rock duo that I was a fan of. Well, I said was. I guess I'm still a fan of them. I enjoy them. And they found each other on Craigslist, formed a band, and they were not a couple. They were just a band. And Travis made comments about how they should be a couple because they're both very attractive people. I mean, if you look at that gal in the Little Hurricane, it's one of the most attractive females I've ever seen in my life.
Excellent.
I mean, she's a very attractive woman. And I can't imagine that he would put out an ad for a drummer, get her, and not think in the back of his mind, holy shit, I've hit the jackpot here.
So he's just looking at headshots and saying, no, lady, no, that's a dude, that's a dude. There we go.
Don't give a shit if she's good at the drums. She's going to be my bandmate.
Well, I pitched them that movie idea because it seemed obvious to me. Like, everybody kind of, like, poo-pooed my idea, but I thought it seemed completely obvious. Guys looking for bandmate, connects with gal, they start playing music and fall in love. Of course.
It was rather awkward at the time.
But they married each other, Travis. They've found love, and they married one another. So congratulations to them, I guess.
Yeah, kudos to Little Hurricane, and we wish them many happy years together as husband and wife.
But I got stuff I want to talk to Rob about, Travis.
Yes.
Our friend Rob here, I know him more of as a Twitter personality, but I've been listening to his shows and mining his shows, and I just have a variety of things I need to ask him about. I don't even know where to start, to be honest with you.
Were you mining his shows for clues on who he was as a person?
Well, yeah, kind of. Because I interact with Rob mostly from Twitter because we have a common listener or two.
That motherfucker Jody B.
What I found is Rob posts all these videos of him, like, walking around Walmart. And he's, like, walking around Walmart going up and down the aisles. And he's like, I need to post a video to Instagram, you know, shouting out ice in the face. And I want to know, like, what people's reactions are to the Walmart. Is everybody just minding their own business, or are people paying attention to you while you're doing this? What's going on while you're making these videos at Walmart?
Shit. I mean, Walmart is a strange place in itself. I mean, they don't pay me no damn mind. They just go on about their business.
They don't give a shit that you're just walking around making videos for Instagram?
Yeah, as long as I ain't filming them directly, they seem not to care.
And is that where you go to make your videos, or are you just...
That's a sound stage. I got to make a video today. I better get to Walmart.
I mean, that's what it turned into, kind of. I mean...
It's like a running joke?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it all started way back when me and Mrs. B-Rob got together. She was an avid movie watcher, and I am too myself. And she had a good sized collection of movies, and I had my own collection that I brought to the table when we got together. And her thing was every Tuesday when the new releases come out, we would go to Walmart and check out the new releases, see what we wanted to add to the collection. You know, she kind of fell out of it over the years, but I just kind of kept doing it and kept going and going and going. And Walmart is dope to me anyway. So I want to go anytime.
Yeah, I mean, they have everything that you want. You can get like a couple of steaks and a DVD and you know, get an oil change for your car. It's kind of like a whole damn thing.
Exactly.
The only thing you can't get is music with F words in it.
Yeah, and I don't understand that because they got damn borderline porno movies in that bitch.
You could get the rated R version of Showgirls, sure, but the Dr. Dre can't say fuck.
I met Ric Flair in a motherfucking Walmart.
You met Ric Flair in a Walmart?
Yeah, totally by coincidence.
Was it just an old guy that was making woos and you assumed it was Ric Flair? Or was it actually Ric Flair? Because I imagine I could run into a guy who looks like Ric Flair.
This was the setup. I was in, we just moved to, I was still in the military. We just moved to Jacksonville, North Carolina. And, by design, I found a house that we was going to rent and it was not too far from the Walmart. So, you know, we moving in the house. I'm doing some landscaping. So I needed some weed killer and some other odds and ends. But anytime I go into Walmart, I got to go to the motherfucking electronics section. So here I am in Walmart walking around with some other weed killer, some diapers, and some other bullshit.
Pretty much the two main necessities, I would think.
Yeah. So yeah. I walked by the electronics section like I normally do, and they had a video display set up, and it was playing old Ric Flair matches. And I was like, huh, wrestling. I dig it. I love it. Let me go check it out. Walk over there. So, hey, buddy, what's going on over here? It's like, oh, Ric Flair going to be here a little bit later. I was like the wrestling dude, Ric Flair? Like, woo, chop you across the motherfucking chest, Ric Flair.
Right.
He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, word. What are you doing? He's like, signing autographs and stuff. I was like, you got to pay anything? He's like, nah, it's free. And I was like, word.
Well, you got to go home and get some Ric Flair shit, though, right?
Exactly. I dropped everything I had. I left it in the electronics section.
I'll be back. Nobody touched my weed killer. Nobody touched my diapers.
I went down the road to the house and, when we was in South Carolina, he has lottery tickets out that way. So I had a used Ric Flair lottery ticket.
Ric Flair has his own lottery tickets?
Yes. And, I think it's in North Carolina too, but in South Carolina, he got his own brand of lottery tickets.
Drunk, that's when you know for sure you've made it.
Absolutely.
Guys, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
I just want to see the local commercial for the state commercials for those Ric Flair lottery tickets, because I guarantee every time somebody hits a winner, it's woo.
Woo.
Yeah, he had a little commercial for it. I forgot how it went, but you know, he was damn loud as shit. You know, I do Ric Flair, baby. Woo.
The Nature Boy.
So my favorite B-Rob video is him explaining to Mike how to eat a taco.
Right, right. Rob was a defender of the taco neck.
Correct.
Which I'm still against. I feel like a taco and a sandwich are very similar in that if you hold it horizontal, actually a taco has one less opening than a sandwich, but you don't turn your head sideways to eat a sandwich.
Listen, can we not go off topic here? I think we need to get to the bottom of this Ric Flair story.
We got to hear the rest of the Ric Flair story. You're right.
Hey, we'll jump back on the tacos because Taco Bell is my second favorite place to go next to Walmart. And just coincidentally, we moved here to Houston, Texas. I live less than a mile away from a Walmart. And right across the street from the motherfucking Walmart is a Taco Bell.
Divine intervention.
By design. This is how I found this house.
It's how you do house shopping, for sure.
Is that what we do when we're house shopping? We don't go on Realtor.com. We go on Yelp and try to find the nearest Taco Bell in Walmart.
I just go to the Walmart and I just do a surrounding search from there.
Just like a quick 360. Yep, Taco Bell, we're moving.
So I go home. I get the lottery ticket. This was like when he was with TNA. So I had, a show program from a TNA house show I went to. So I flipped it to the page to where his picture was and then went back to the Walmart, stood in line. My weed killer and my diapers and everything was still in the same place. And I just got,
so you're standing in line, but you also have a cart of goods.
No. I just left the stuff there. I just had, the lottery ticket and, the book thing.
It was probably sitting on the bin of $5.98 Blu-rays. Oh, the weed killer and the diapers.
Favorite bin in the Walmart.
Mine too.
Love that thing. And me and you, man. Hey, you want to go hang out at Walmart after this?
I'm down for a Walmart trip. Absolutely. I have a picture still saved on my phone. About a year and a half ago, I was actually cruising the electronics department, and I don't know what, I was looking at something, and I glanced over, and I saw this couple, and they had a cart, and I'm like, oh, look, they have a stuffed pit bull in their cart, and I glanced again, and it was no stuffed animal. They actually had a full-size pit bull in their Walmart cart, as they looked at the DVDs.
You can get dogs at Walmart now, too?
Well, apparently you can bring your,
it was a therapy dog.
They must have assumed that it was Petco and that you could just bring your full-grown pit bull into Walmart to shop for Blu-rays, because there was, plain as day, a giant pit bull just hanging out in the cart.
I have seen that quite a few times.
Did you have a moment with Ric Flair? Did you guys, you know, bond, or did he just sign your shit and say thank you?
Well, I mean, it was. I met with him multiple times in that one day because, damn, I went up there with the lotto ticket first, and then he signed the lotto ticket. He's like, you know, interesting fact about the lottery tickets, I can't sign them unless they're scratched, because if I sign over the top of the part that's, you know, where it needs to be scratched at, the ink won't stay. So he shared that little tidbit with me.
Huh. That's nice of him.
It's weird that he would know. I guess other people had Ric Flair lottery tickets for him to sign. It's like a weird fact that I imagine a lot of people don't know, that if you autograph a lottery ticket, like, the best ways to do it.
It was probably from experience. He probably signed one of these lottery tickets and then got blown up on Twitter like a week and a half later. It's like, were you using disappearing ink because your signature is gone?
Yeah, I mean, like, you'd think that, you know, many, many years into his Hall of Fame career, Ozzie Smith would know that you can't sign baseballs with a ballpoint pen. But I'll be damned if I don't have a faded-ass Ozzie Smith baseball downstairs that he signed with a ballpoint pen, Napier.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You can't do no black backflips on a ballpoint pen.
Oh, no, you can't.
So.
And I get back in line, see him again, give him the TNA magazine. He's like, I remember doing the photo shoot for this picture.
Couldn't get all the things signed in one trip? You had to go wait to the end of the line to get another thing signed?
Well, that was the only two things I had. And then me, I was trying to be courteous. You know, they had people behind me. I just wanted to. I was just set on getting the lottery ticket signed.
Yeah.
And get the book signed, then I would have did that. But the line wasn't too long, so I just got out of line and got right back at the end.
Well, how long does it take to sign an autograph?
And then
I wonder if there's a market for really odd things to have people sign. Like, if you got Ric Flair to sign a soccer ball, like, would that be something that would sell on eBay because people are like, why would Ric Flair sign a soccer ball? I bet this is the only time Ric Flair has signed a soccer ball. I must have that Ric Flair signed soccer ball.
Like a Michael Jordan signed empty bottle of Bed Bath & Beyond, like cherry blossom hand soap. I bet you he's never signed a Bed Bath & Beyond cherry hand soap ever. I got to get that.
There isn't anything in the world that would prevent me from going into a Walmart when they're having some dude sign shit, grab one of those amiibos of just any fucking Disney character, like fucking Belle or any of the Disney princesses.
And have Lou Ferrigno sign it.
Have Lou Ferrigno sign my Disney princess amiibo and then just take it right back out into the aisle and stick it right back on the fucking shelf and walk out.
Just put it back on the shelf.
I mean, like, Travis, you were talking about paying big money to get a issue of Ant-Man that Paul Rudd signed, but what if, like, you had an issue of Spawn that Paul Rudd signed?
It'd
be like, why did Paul Rudd sign a copy of Spawn? I don't know, but I like both Paul Rudd and Spawn, and this is probably the only one of these. See, you're creating a market for yourself.
And it is like ongoing commentary in the comic book community, because people have Stan Lee sign all sorts of weird shit. I saw it was a Batman comic book signed by Stan Lee. He had obviously had nothing to do with Batman, but here's Stan Lee's signature all over Batman's face, and it's encapsulated and graded and ready to rock, saying, yep, sure as shit, Stan Lee signed this. But why on earth you would want that, I have no idea.
Well, I mean, kind of like, it's still similar, but like, another time when I was in Iraq, WWE came out there to visit. So it was like, at the time it was Batista, CM Punk, The Miz. That's it.
Miz.
Do they go out there and wrestle, or do they just kind of like go up there and be like, hey, you're doing a good job, guys?
Yeah, they was just going base to base saying hi to everybody.
Yeah. So you're a fan of the wrestling. I see a lot of wrestling. I used to be a fan of the wrestling back in like the NWO days. And what I do is like every 6 months or so, I kind of check in just to see what's going on. And I actually watched the Royal Rumble when it happened a couple weeks ago. And I don't know who any of these guys are, but I get into like these things where I want to catch up on what's going on with the wrestling. And what I've been seeing lately is, Travis, you're not a big wrestling guy at all, are you?
Well, the acting is not as good as it used to be. Like, I had actually, last Tuesday? What day is SmackDown on, Rob?
Tuesday.
So last Tuesday, there was nothing on TV, and my kids and I were just sitting around, and I was flipping through the channels, and I'm like, shit, I'm going to turn on. And it, like, in that moment, it occurred to me that my 5-year-old son would probably think wrestling was the coolest shit ever. And I flipped on SmackDown, and it started with lady fights, which they seem pretty prevalent now. And, man, that boy was into it so hard. But one of my favorite parts of wrestling when I was a kid was watching Hulk Hogan talk shit to Yokozuna before the match started. And it seemed to me in my kid brain that, yeah, this seems pretty realistic. But watching these guys do these pre-interviews now just seems so terrible. I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
Personally.
A lot of it now is like way more scripted than what it needs to be. So I mean, mm-hmm. You get that feel of like he's reading cue cards or he's trying to regurgitate some memorized shit that they gave him to say.
But what I see on the wrestling now is the main guy is this Roman Reigns fella.
Oh yeah.
And the vibe that I get when I check out social media and just kind of people's overall ideas of him is that WWE wants you to like this guy, and nobody really likes him. And so, like, when he comes out in the matches and stuff, people are booing him, but yeah. Like they're pretending like they don't hear the booing. They're like, no, you guys like this guy, right? This guy is the main guy. Is that kind of what's going on? Do you like the Roman Reigns?
Oh, I really dig Roman Reigns, but it's just damn.
Why do people not like him though?
Well, a lot of it is like he was marked as the guy. He was supposed to be the next John Cena.
So is Roman Reigns like Tom Brady? Roman Reigns is kind of like Tom Brady. Like nobody really likes him because he's the guy.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It was like it was so predicted that he was going to like win a title at a specific time, you know, leading up to WrestleMania and everything, which caused them to throw an audible out there and change up the plans a little bit. But they was just on his ass because they were shoving him down our throats. Every time you turn on the wrestling, he was there. Anytime it was talking about the world title, he was there. It was doing that scripted bullshit that you was talking about just a little while ago, to where it wasn't believable and nobody liked it. It was just like, okay, they just doing this shit, you know, filler.
So you roll your eyes at the Roman Reigns.
I mean, I like the dude.
This reminds me of my favorite Diamond Dallas Page movie, Ready to Rumble.
I own that movie.
I do too. Of course.
It was in the $5 bin. How could you not own it?
Yeah,
I'm just trying to find a re-up in the Blu-ray bin.
So let me bring it back. What did you get The Miz to sign while you were in Iraq? Did he sign your M16?
Well, no. All those
I bet that would be worth a lot.
Yeah, no shit, right?
I don't think they let you keep those.
That I couldn't keep it. I would have to see it. All those guys came out there, and it was like so many people there to see them, and they had such a limited window of availability. You know, they just got them all up on the stage. They lined them up, and they were sending us on the stage a group at a time. You know, to snap a picture, shake hands, we get a t-shirt at the end, and then we gone. So there was like, since they have a limited time window, no autographs, we just gonna snap the picture, and then y'all go on about your business. So I forget what year it was. It was a video game sleeve, you know, the cover art for a video game. It was Raw versus SmackDown. I think it was 2000 and either 7 or 8, and it had Triple H and Shawn Michaels on the cover of it. And this was the only thing that I had.
Were they saying suck it on the cover of it? They were pointing to their dicks and saying you should suck it?
No.
Making a little X?
Yeah, this is my dick, and you should suck on my dick. Because we're edgy. Woo!
That's copyrighted. You can't do that.
I'll tell you what, 13-year-old Mike was eating that shit up.
Yeah.
I pointed at his dick! Did you see that?
I was walking around high school with a DX shirt on.
Fuck yeah, you were.
But I had this sleeve or whatever, and I was on the very end of the picture. I'm going to have to look this thing up, too. I was standing next to Bautista, and we was all getting situated, and I was like, well, how are we going to do this? And CM Punk was like, we can do the picture however you want to, man. And I was like, great. And then as we snapping the picture and getting situated, I handed Bautista the wrestling cover sleeve with Shawn Michaels and Triple H on. I was like, hey, man, can you sign this for me, dog? He's like, yeah, no problem. So that's how I got Bautista signing my Raw versus SmackDown 2008 cover.
You got Drax's signature.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
You go to a lot of wrestling matches?
Yeah, whenever they're around, I like to go because now, since I am a veteran or when I was on active duty, we get in for free.
Yeah, right? You get into for free.
Nice.
Well, boy, do I have a story for you, Rob. So you get into things for free. When you go to things for free, do you feel guilt that you need to buy a bunch of merch and stuff while you're there?
Fuck no.
I went to a hockey game with Napier last Tuesday, and I got free tickets. I brought Napier as my guest, and Napier met me down there, and he got there before me. And whenever I do anything with Napier, I feel like I'm just trying to get into his head. I'm trying to figure out the way that Napier's mind works.
I wouldn't go down that road.
And
you don't want to get in there.
Napier gets there early, and I'm talking to him on the phone, and he goes, oh, I'm going into the team store to buy a hat. And I said, why? And he goes, because I want to buy a hat. Do you want me to get you a hat? I'm like, no, I don't want you to get me anything, buddy. He's like, yeah, but you got the tickets. And I was like, no, I just want you to go to the hockey game with me. I got free tickets, need somebody to go with me. You can come. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to go buy a hat. So we get these tickets. They're really good tickets. They involve like an all-inclusive food and drink thing. So me and Napier, we go, we get a bunch of food, we get a bunch of drinks before the game.
It was quite the setup you guys were privy to.
Oh, like, Travis, we were three seats up from the glass. Best seats I've ever been in, best seats I probably ever will be in. And it wasn't just like sodas. I mean, we were getting alcoholic beverages free of charge. It's a pretty sweet deal if you're a drinker. I'm not much a drinker, but you can't beat free. I got a couple beers. I got a mixed drink. And I'll tell you what, whatever the mixed drink was, I don't know what to order at bars because I'm not really a drinker. So I just told the lady to give me what she gave the guy in front of me. Boy, that was a goddamn mistake because, man, that was strong as shit, Travis, whatever she gave me.
That was stronger than paint thinner. I could smell it.
So Napier's sitting there at the game, and then the game ends, and Napier like wants to go back to this team store a second time to buy a second hat and a plaque thing. And again, he asks me, hey, can I buy you something for getting these tickets? Like, no, Napier, you can't buy me anything. I don't want anything. I just wanted to go to the game with you. That's all I wanted.
Had you told me you bought those tickets, those were $200 seats?
They were $200 a piece seats. Yeah, they were very nice seats that I was given for free. I was happy to go. It was fun.
I was willing to buy you a damn jersey.
You didn't need to buy me anything, Napier, but you were buying guilt merch is what you were doing.
In reality, though.
You felt bad for going to the game without paying for it. And you felt like you had to equalize it by buying a bunch of shit.
I didn't feel bad. I'm fucking balding and I need a hat. I can go to work and be balding.
You bought a second hat.
That was a sock hat. I was going there to buy a sock hat because I intend to shave the rest of this shit off and I want a sock hat to keep my head warm.
So, Travis, here we go. He got free tickets, free food and drink, as much food and drink as you can drink. Free tickets. Napier. Oh, a free parking, by the way. Free parking. They gave us a parking pass. Napier, how much did you spend at the hockey game?
I don't want to talk about it.
How much did you spend at the hockey game?
Let me break it down. He spent $45 on the first
hat. The hat was probably $30.
No,
the second hat was probably $20.
Nope, second
hat. And the plaque was probably another $50. I bet Napier spent $100 at the hockey game. Yeah, he got free
tickets. Is it high or low? I bet
if I said $100, would it be above that or below that?
Not too much above.
Oh, I was going to say about $120.
I didn't need those things. But look, I just come from work. I have on my fucking company t-shirt on. I just want a fucking blues hat or something. I can just be around in the game and not look I just came from my fucking work, which I fucking did.
He absolutely did say, though, earlier in the day when you guys were talking about this in that chat, he said, hey, I want to stop by the team store and buy a hat. He did say that, so you should have been ready for the hat thing.
Okay, yeah, that was the first hat, Travis.
Maybe not the
he
second.
He went back and bought a second hat.
No, the first one
Travis,
was...
Travis, he only has one head.
Only own one hat, Mike?
Yeah, do you only own one hat?
By the way, Travis, the hat that he is wearing right now is not either of the hats that he bought.
No, this one fits better. It's a fitted hat.
I have four Chicago Bears hats, three baseball caps, and a stocking cap.
So, Rob, I mean, I'm right in assuming that he bought this stuff out of guilt, right?
I imagine so.
I mean, being a frequenter of Walmart, they have Blues merch that you can buy at Walmart for $10.
I wasn't near a Walmart
Blues store because he felt guilty.
No, because you had me walk there from my job and I didn't have any Blues shit on. I meant to go to your house, get my Blues shit.
Napier, I'll give you the first hat.
Okay.
Okay, the first hat, fine. You wanted to buy a hat that you had a Blues thing on at the game.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Second hat and the plaque thing.
The plaque thing was from the Winter Classic.
Right.
Which I wanted to buy anyway.
Oh, was it a piece of the ice?
No, you could actually buy that, actually. You got a puck. It's got Tarasenko on the front of the puck. And inside the puck, it's water from the rink. So I could get a little piece of Robbie Fabry spit.
Oh, man, that's as historic as owning a piece of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
He got a picture in a frame is what he got.
It's a very nice picture in a frame.
You know, I had years ago they used to make placards of like baseball and basketball great moments and achievements, and they weren't cheap, you know, $25-$30, which was essentially a baseball card without any stats on it, like stapled to a piece of wood. And I had a Nolan Ryan that said something about like 500 no hits, some bullshit, and it was just him punching a guy in the face. And I had that for years and thought, well, this is great when I was a kid. I'm like, look at this Nolan Ryan just punching a guy in the face. Sold that on eBay, $18. People were willing to spend $18 on that. So just so you know what your placard's worth.
Well, this is, I mean, if he's ever stranded out in the desert and he have his plaque with him, he can break that puck open and drink the water.
I'm sure it's sterilized.
It's survival.
Can break it open, drink the water. He can like light a fire with the puck at night so he can freeze.
I'm gonna get me a picture of Sean Avery of him slew footing some fucker, and I'm gonna have him sign it. It's gonna be amazing.
In the chat, Shell is saying that my voice isn't good for hangovers. She was celebrating the Patriots' thrilling victory in the Super Bowl last night. Did you?
That
guys
was the work. Is what we call.
It seemed a little preposterous, didn't it, Rob?
Yes. All right. It was the first time in Super Bowl history that they went into overtime. It was the first time in Super Bowl history that motherfuckers came back from that scoring deficit. It was the first time ever in NFL history that a motherfucking quarterback won five motherfucking Super Bowls. That shit is rigged.
It was also the first time in history that I wasn't pissed off that the New England Patriots won the Super Bowl.
You weren't pissed off? I guess because you were just so amazed that it happened?
Yeah, it was because they usually when the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I say, fuck the Patriots. But last night, they really had to work for it. And there was like precision in that fourth quarter to win that game. So they absolutely deserved to win that game.
It's just getting into the psychology of that, though. It's so weird that everyone roots against the Patriots. I mean, they're
America's team, Mike.
They're a very dominant team. No, you can't deny that they win consistently. Is it just because we're rolling our eyes at it and we're saying, God, these fuckers again? I mean, is that the reason?
The first year, like a decade plus ago, that the Red Sox won the World Series or went to the World Series, everybody was super excited and happy. It was like, oh, it's been so many years since the Red Sox. And I was excited for them, too.
The more recent example would be the Cubs. I guess people were kind of like, hey, you know, the underdog won. Good for them.
Exactly. So,
which they're not underdogs. I think they were pretty favored to win at the beginning of the season. They just historically lost. But this season, they're good.
even if you weren't a Cubs fan, then you were excited for them. Good for them. And it was the same with the Red Sox many years ago. It was like, oh, great for them. And then they started going on a tear, and they started being a good team, just like the Patriots, where you'd seen a pop-up over and over and over again, where there's like the backlash. It's like when people really started to enjoy Kings of Leon. The people were like, oh, I really like this band. Now everybody likes them, and they're doing really good all the time. These guys suck.
They were tired of the Sex on Fire.
Yeah, don't want Sex on Fire.
Done with it.
Remember when you sang that Corvette song? I like that. But now you're on the top 40 all the time. Suck my dick.
The official stance of Travis is that Kings of Leon and the Patriots are pretty much the same thing.
Same thing.
And that Roman Reigns guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Roman Reigns. And whoever Diamond Dallas Page played in Ready to Rumble.
You know what makes me happy? That everybody still hates the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I don't care about the Cardinals one way or another.
And then the only thing about the Super Bowl is I wanted Atlanta to win because they never won before. I mean, I wasn't really rooting for the Patriots. I wasn't really rooting for Atlanta because my team is the Saints, who fucking up consistently ever since 2009.
Feel ya.
You know.
See, Rob, I just root for whichever team has the prettier jerseys.
Oh, then you gotta go Seattle with those color.
Oh yeah, that neon green color. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Great. Good. It's bold. It stands out.
And you can go cycling at night and not get hit by a car.
Right. Right.
Which is what I'm really into is cycling.
Guys, I'll tell you what. We're gonna take a quick break. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hey. Good chat turnout tonight. We appreciate you guys.
And credit that to Rob.
Yeah, it's because of Rob.
And let's not forget.
Thanks, Rob.
Go Las Vegas Raiders.
WFOG!
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
A Dog's Purpose made 14 points. Not good. With a 43% Metacritic and $33 million at the box office, I'd say passersby probably was hoping for more. With three films coming out this weekend, two of which were first-round picks, we're going to see some real action real quick. How will John Wick stand up against Batman and the BDSM fuck movie in a big Valentine's Day weekend? We'll let you know next week.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't even have an excuse, man. I'm just going to stay in.
Hey!
Spots McKenzie? What are you doing here?
Well, I just took a big shit in your backyard.
It's Tupac, Machiavelli, the Don representing Death Row. Get what you heard. The only station that's truly representing for the streets.
Strangelabel.com.
Up like Donald Trump. Up. Word. Up.
Sunny Digital.
Up. Now you know what up. Up like Donald Trump. Up. Say something like Nunchuck. Up. She gon' chew you up. Yup. Twerk like she from Rap. Hey. Like Donald Trump, say swing like Nunchuck. She gon' chew you up, yeah. Twerk like she from Rap.
You were razzing him.
I know who I talked to.
You were razzing him on the show. I know who you were talking about.
What are you talking about?
Talking about people.
Not a razzer.
Yeah, you were giving him the business.
Guys, we're back with from Rob of the Random Ramblings with Rob podcast.
Yes!
Yes.
You got to contact show 636-487 hand. Even though I won't know if you're calling because my Skype's all weird.
Call me.
You don't have a phone number.
Oh, that's right.
You can call me. I got a phone number.
Guys, wanted to talk to Rob. Another thing that I learned from listening to his program is he said something in passing and then just passed by it. And you know, Napier, the hottest thing right now going is all this true crime nonsense. The documentaries, the podcasts. There's true crime podcasts all over the place.
Beware the Slender Man.
The hottest true crime still to this day is, of course, the O.J. Simpson trial, right?
Oh, Lord.
So just in passing, Rob mentioned this and then just went past it. And I want to know everything about it. He said that the day that it was announced that Nicole Brown Simpson had been murdered, he got in his car and drove to the murder scene.
Now, I didn't do it. I was forced to go. I was in middle school when that shit happened. I was military heavy family. So my sister was married to the guy in the Army, and they were stationed in Fort Irvine, California, which is not too far from Barstow. And we was out there when it happened. And for some odd reason, that you know, when they broke the news or whatever, my sister got with her husband. It's like, hey, we need to go to Hollywood tomorrow, Los Angeles. And they woke us up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and drove our ass all the way up to California.
Because you had to go see it?
Yes. She wanted to go see it.
Why?
Rob, if I watched that 8-part ESPN documentary, which I already have, but if I watched that again and when they start taking pictures and like doing video outside of the, will I see you?
I have no idea.
You haven't gone back and watched anything to see if you can see yourself peeking over crowds or anything?
Well, I mean, see, that was the thing, though. I mean, it was so spurred a moment that all this shit happened that, like, we were there, and when we showed up in front of OJ's house, nobody was there.
Oh, so it was really early on.
Got there too there. Soon.
And then I don't know how far back you had to go on my Instagram account. I had the picture of me, my nephew, and my niece. Middle school me and a fucking damn near elementary school them in front of O.J. Simpson house with a security guard in the background.
Did you have to get a star map?
Yeah, I think that's how they found it.
You got a star map and you found O.J.'s house? I think Nicole just lived a couple blocks away, I think. So yeah, like you went to both? You did like the whole murder tour?
Yeah, so we went to O.J.'s house. We took a picture in front of that shit. And then like if you went up a couple blocks, they had like the main highway. You crossed the main highway. And right over there, there was some townhouses, apartment type deals or whatever. And that's where she lived at. She was not that far from his house.
So were you guys a fan of OJ or a fan of murder?
My sister is a star fucker. You know, and she's like way much older than me. So, I mean, she probably grew up with OJ doing Isotona commercials and all this other bullshit. So, I only knew OJ from The Naked Gun. He was the dude that always was getting
Oh, like, that's not enough. I mean, that's a pretty good start.
That's where I knew OJ from, was Naked Gun.
So were you made to go to the verdict day, too, or?
No, we just went that day. We went to see both houses where my sister took a whole bunch of pictures and shit.
And so nobody was there.
Yeah, nobody was there.
See, I was under the impression that, you know, from the get-go, it was a circus the whole time.
No.
Did your sister do the hipster thing and say, oh, you guys are at the OJ house? I was there before it was cool.
My sister, she liked to, you know, have everything freaking, I guess, she had to have a document of everything happening or whatever. And I guess that was her thing. She's like, oh, this is going to be a big thing in my lifetime. So
well, it was. One of the biggest. She was
right. Ahead of the times because everybody documents everything now.
Did you guys find any clues or anything?
We found the security guard that ushered us to our car and told us to get out of there.
So I guess that didn't really get to a point where it was really crazy until the Bronco thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like once he ran, then everybody was interested.
Yeah, because like when we went to Nicole's house or whatever, I mean, the blood was still there on the ground. It was still police taped and everything, and nobody was fucking around the house.
So are you scarred as an adult because you had to see Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman's blood splattered all over the pavement?
I didn't give a fuck. I just wanted to, like, we was, after that, we went to Hollywood. We went on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, went to Venice Beach and everything, and then now everything was right with the
world.
So
it was like a whole murder vacation.
Yeah.
And then Hollywood of Fame is like, oh, we just saw a murder site. People just got killed here. Hey, look, it's Rip Torn's Hollywood star.
Yep. We took a picture in front of a wax figure of the Terminator. We put our hands in the handprints of somebody. I don't even know who the fuck it was. It was just somebody my sister wanted to put my handprints on.
Travis, I saw a thing that said that they're doing a whole bunch of stuff to make it easier for mentally handicapped people to get guns.
Oof. Yeah,
did you see the thing about how they feel bad that the mentally handicapped can't get guns?
Well, I mean, it's probably they're trying to do a census type thing. They're trying to control the population. They figure a handicapped person.
There's enough people. We need to get some waterheads, some guns.
It's a weird back turn on the hey mass shooting. It's not about the conversation about guns. It's a conversation about mental health. Well, now that's all off the table. Now it's not a conversation about anything, and let's let everybody have guns.
They want to outlaw those little plastic things that you put in outlets so that more kids can electrocute themselves.
Population control.
The fun thing to me is that I'm a big, I love my guns. I like the guns that I have. I enjoy them. They're fun.
Yes, I love guns too.
Yeah, but repeat, like bringing this conversation back and saying, oh, it's this guy is hearing voices of his long dead great grandmother telling him to wear a dress and pretend that he's in the adaption of Annie, and also that he should kill Daddy Warbucks. But everybody's Daddy Warbucks. Give that guy a gun.
Yes, put the lotion on his skin.
That was a really weird, overly specific example.
I was meant to
the Annie thing and. Daniel. See, I thought he was going psycho, but then like it took a weird turn. I didn't like it.
Hmm. Something to think about. It's brain candy.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
He bought the merch because he felt guilty that he got free tickets, right?
I guess.
There again.
I have had a buddy buy me a scarf at a soccer game before because I gave him a free ticket.
So you seem like a scarf guy.
Do you ever wear the scarf, or was it just kind of a silly purchase?
No, I wear all three of my scarves.
I don't believe in my lifetime I have ever once worn a scarf.
What?
You're not a scarf man.
You live in St. Louis and you don't have a scarf.
I do not own one.
I don't think I've ever owned a scarf. I don't understand scarves.
Scarves are nice. You can go out with a scarf and not a coat if you need to because they keep you pretty warm.
I mean, I'm not opposed to a scarf. I don't judge people who wear scarves if they make them happy. But I myself have never had a scarf.
I enjoy me a good scarf.
I'm right behind you, Mike. I've never owned a scarf or worn a scarf, but I'll tell you what, I put scarves on my children like they have to have them or they're going to be disintegrated by the winter weather.
Rob, scarves, thoughts?
It's the same thing. I mean, my kids have them, but I don't have one. It's just you get the whole beanie and it come with a scarf and it got the gloves knitted to it or whatever. So it's just a combo pack.
And they all match, and you might as well wear the whole matching set because you purchased them.
Exactly.
The wife made me a scarf. I really like it.
Is she there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you like it.
Also, I wear it and it keeps me warm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course it does.
It's a scarf. That's its job.
Really good design on that scarf. You really like it.
It's made out of really nice wool that doesn't scratch on my face.
Pretty comfortable, I bet. Right?
It's nice and long.
Oh, it's the most comfortable, Travis.
Yeah. Man. Have you ever seen a scarf more comfortable than that? I doubt it.
I like to wrap it around my neck, not too tight, stuff it into my jacket, then zip the jacket up so it presses up against the scarf, and I got extra layers of warmth.
She did a lot of work on that.
What does the B stand for in B, Rob?
I'll give you one guess, and I'm pretty sure you get it right off the bat.
Is it Brian?
Boss.
Brian.
Is black.
Is black? Is because you're a black guy.
Yeah. The origin story is I was in the military. I just started. I got to my first duty station, and my last name is Robinson. So.
In the chat, we got Brian, Brandon.
Just let the chat guess too.
Please let it catch up. So it is black Rob because there was a white Rob?
Exactly.
So it was W Rob?
What do you mean, white and black?
Yeah, was he white Rob? Or was he just Rob?
Well, we were both the same rank. We both had the same last name. So they had this thing in the place where we worked at. They would call people over the loudspeaker if they needed to see him in the office or if they had a phone call. So they would call Lance Corporal Robinson over the loudspeaker, and we both show up. They'd be like, not you, the black one.
So did they call him White Rob then?
Yeah, they tried to go with that, but it didn't really stick as well as Black Rob. And then at the time, they had a popular song called Whoa by the artist name of Black Rob. So that's how I kind of got that too.
That's the way he didn't rhyme anything. He just said whoa at the end of every sentence, so it seemed like he was rhyming.
Exactly.
Was that his only hit of Black Rob?
He was featured on some other shit, but that was like his only major hit. And that's why I kind of took the name over, because he wasn't doing shit with it, so I just kept it.
You just took it over? So you keep with the B Rob?
Yeah.
I guess B Rob is cooler than Black Rob.
Yeah, they just kept going with they never called me Black Rob. They was just like, they said it like once to reference the song, but then it was just B Rob from then on out. And it's been that way for like 16 years now.
So you can be all of our black friend.
Yeah, I could do that. I could be the token.
I play hockey and all my friends are hockey friends. And there's not many black guys in the hockey game.
I had three black hockey friends.
Oh, yeah. What happened to those guys? Do you still have his bike?
Still got his bike. He left his bike at my house.
Yeah, in high school. And it's been like 20 years and his bike has like fused to your car.
So does Napier still consider that guy his friend? So when he talks to people,
I mean, he's got the guy's bike, Travis.
He never said he wasn't my friend.
I got a black friend. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
No, excuse me. I have three black friends I haven't seen in 20 years.
See, Rob, I have a business idea for you and I want to run this by you. I want to know what you think.
Well, before you even get into that, when you was like black hockey friends, I thought you was like saying bukkake friends.
Bukkake friends.
We all got around the ceremonial cookie, and the last guy had to eat it.
Heavy into that.
When you're trying to do things like we're doing, and you kind of do the dance, you know, there's times that like what you say could be misconstrued, and you could get yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's minor celebrities and stuff that do the dance and occasionally get in trouble or you get caught doing something you shouldn't be doing or anything. And so then like
Dustin Diamond.
Did Dustin Diamond do something? Did he get,
stab
like,
somebody? Remember?
Like he stabbed somebody, got let out and stabbed somebody again.
No, I'm talking about in the parlance of our times, Travis, you know,
Oh, like Gilbert Godfrey when he made that Japanese joke. After
right, tonight. Right, right. Like that, you know. I mean, like, it's very easy to get yourself in trouble.
Yes.
When maybe you weren't even trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to have a black friend in that situation.
Unless that black friend doesn't have your back.
What my idea was, Rob could have some kind of business where he is like a black friend on retainer.
Oh, I got
it. I mean, like a lawyer is on. What is it? Do you pay them like a monthly fee or something so that like they're there for you if you need them?
Yeah, you got to pay monthly.
It's like a utility bill.
So you pay your black friend on retainer just to kind of like be around. Maybe favorite one of your tweets every now and then. You know,
they never have to actually talk to you or interact.
Yeah, so that there's like a paper trail. Mm-hmm. But then like it's assumed, it's understood that if that day comes where you do the wrong dance move, Travis, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You do the wrong dance move, you fuck up, you find yourself in hot water, Rob's there to say, man, he didn't mean that shit. You know,
he's a good guy. He was just trying to do the dance. And I mean, like, me and him are friends. And I can vouch for him.
I like that.
That's a good business. That reminds me a lot of that Josh Gad, Kevin Hart movie.
Oh, and each time the check cashes?
What Josh Gad, Kevin Hart movie? Do I need to see this movie?
Yeah, The Wedding Ringer.
Yeah, The Wedding Ringer. Yeah, he pays Kevin Hart to be his wedding guy.
Yeah.
Oh, and like his black friend at the wedding?
No, he paid him to be his best friend or whatever. And he was going to... It's like a whole wedding package, whatever. He'll pretend to be your best friend, like you knew him from way back. He'll be your best man. He'll set up your bachelor party. He'll do all that shit for you.
Is it just because he didn't have any friends?
Yeah, it's kind of like I Love You, Man, where Paul Rudd didn't have a best man because he had zero friends. It's kind of like that, but also it was Josh Gad didn't know anybody. So,
see,
yeah,
I have friends, but they're not going to come in handy. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have friends at all. So, I mean, if you could get a service together where it's just like the friend package will give you four nondescript friends, you know, maybe a couple of Asian guys, maybe all white guys.
Yeah,
maybe
you need an Asian guy too. You never know.
And one of them
you could have like a whole multicultural pack.
Oh, you'd have to pay extra, probably.
Probably, yeah.
Have to pay extra for that.
White guys are dime a dozen. You get those and the lowest package available.
And you don't even really have to do anything, Rob. It's like insurance, you know? I mean, like, you pay all this money to have insurance, and chances are you're never going to need it. But the day you don't have it, boy, you're going to wish you did.
I could be like the black guy on Family Guy or whatever. You ask me a question, be like, it's going to rain.
Or, oh, that's nasty.
For business ideas, Mike, this is, I mean, I'd give this, you know, one of your, like a mid-grade for your business ideas.
It's one of your better ones, for sure.
You think?
Oh, yeah. I got nothing to poo-poo on that one.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad. It's good. I like it.
What was that guy, the basketball owner that was mad that his girlfriend...
Head holes or whatever.
Oh, that he was married to that super hot chick.
Yeah, he wasn't mad that his girlfriend was having sex with black guys. He was mad that his girlfriend was bringing black guys to the games.
Right, like people saw her.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like, in that instance, it would be good to have Rob on retainer. Just to, like, you know, go on the talk shows and be like, I've known Donald this whole time. He's a stand-up guy, you know?
He lets them fuck her. What kind of a compliment?
He let me fuck his girlfriend. He watched. It was great. He just didn't want other people to look on. You know, he wanted to keep it a secret.
Hey, look, there's stadium life, and then there's home life where you fuck his girlfriend.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you want that to bleed over into the public eye, you know.
Sure, sure, sure. It's something to think about, right? Hey, you can have that idea because, I mean, I have no use for it. I don't know what I would do with it.
I think I'm going to tag that with my podcast. And it's going to be a Patreon tier.
I'll be your black friend on retainer. Pretty good.
Granted, this doesn't actually pay for the services that you may need. I'm just on retainer.
Okay,
for this
so you pay the monthly fee, and then I guess if like he actually needs the service, then because I imagine that like the lawyer doesn't work for free just because
you say
this is
the service that I need in this situation, and then Rob comes back and says, okay, this if you want this, it'll cost you this. If you want this, it'll cost you that.
You have the peace of mind knowing that he's there, ready.
I mean, yeah, you get priority. Like, if I have any other clients, I mean, you should top of the list.
This is great.
Rob.
I'm writing this down. So
it's pretty good. I wanted to run it by you because I was thinking about it. And I was like, you know, if that day ever comes, then you got to worry about those types of things. In the parlance of our times, I just saw, you know, they're protesting everything now, Rob. Those guys, there was a family in St. Louis that just turned a corner and ran into a mob of people blocking the street. They didn't know they were there. They were just trying to get home, and, like, they turned a corner, and there was a big mob of people blocking the street. People started banging on their car, and then they, like, had a kid in the back seat, and they're like, oh, well, shit, what do I do? The guy got out of the car. Somebody snapped a picture of it, posted it on social media, basically said this guy's a big shithead and tried to run us all over. That poor fucking guy is just getting bombarded with shit.
What were they protesting? Were they protesting the
The Muslim ban, Travis. They're protesting the Muslim ban on Chestnut in downtown St. Louis. Has nothing to do with anything.
That's not even close to an airport.
And, I mean, like, this poor guy, he's not banning Muslims. He doesn't know anything about it. But, you know, now this guy's probably getting a whole bunch of shit saying, oh, this guy that believes in the Muslim ban. He tried to run over the people out in the middle of the street.
I mean, and if your ass is in the middle of the street, you deserve to get the fuck ran over.
I just don't know why you have the right to be banging on somebody's car.
Exactly.
You leave my fucking car alone.
Exactly.
I just paid this damn thing off. It's got to last.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, if you're going to protest, fine. You have the right to, but don't be damn fucking up everybody else's shit, you know?
He should have just said, look, I thought they were just pedestrians. I had the green light.
Right. Jody in the chat's pointing out that Rob would be extra good for the retainer idea because he's a Marine and he could do a commercial like in his uniform. And I mean, like, that would play well. I mean, that gives you extra bonus points.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. It was like a while back when we was doing the GoFundMe to save my homeboy house or whatever. Jody brought the same idea up, and I got like a fireplace in here. I was going to stand in front of the fireplace and have my best, you know, like.
That shit plays, Rob. That's good stuff.
Especially in front of a fireplace.
Yes, exactly. I could have like CGI'd some fire in there because. Don't light up for real.
So, guys, I mean, that's good enough.
No, I had something. Drunk's there, so I just wanted to get his take on this.
Drunk is regularly here, Travis. You act like this is a rarity. Like
he's here,
Drunk's
he's here
always
for
here.
Sure. Sometimes he's not. Sometimes he's late. But I just wanted to get his thoughts on something. Netflix is, as they do, is putting together some original programming. One of my favorite recent ones that just came out this weekend was Santa Clarita Diet, starring Timothy Olyphant and Drew Barrymore.
I stole the first four episodes of that, Travis. I look forward to watching them.
I just finished that. I just finished it, I think, last night or the night before. It was great.
No spoilers. I got three
episodes.
You watched
the whole season already?
Yeah, me and my wife watched it all already. We watched from Friday to Sunday. We watched the whole season of Sneaky Pete and the whole season of the Santa Clara Diet or whatever.
That sounds amazing.
I got three episodes left. I tried to fit another one in on Saturday night. I knew it was a mistake, and I passed out on my couch till 4 a.m. Instead of actually finishing that one. When I woke up, the Netflix said that I watched all of them, but I guarantee you that I didn't. But Netflix getting into all the original programming, they're purchasing things that are already put together. They're buying ideas and they're putting them out there for you. Drunk. This one, I want to know what you think about this. Is Netflix has bought the rights to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
My.
I want to know what your thought is about the return of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What would make Travis think this would be a thing that you would...
I probably brought it up on the show in the past. So are they bringing back the original cast members? Or
are they getting new queers?
Everything that I see shows pictures of the original cast of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. But I haven't seen anything confirmed on who the actual... queers are going to be.
I would say if it's the old cast, I'm 100% on board.
Do you think, like, I get this was in the early days of Bravo being a thing.
Right.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy doesn't seem like Mike was talking about the parlance of our times. It doesn't seem like it fits anymore, does it?
You don't think there's a place anymore for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Travis?
Isn't it singling out a group to help another group be more like that group?
It's like saying, hey, you guys who like vaginas, you can't dress worth a shit.
I mean,
look at you. Do you shampoo with dog crap?
It's just basically a bunch of dudes saying, hey, it's all right to, you know, shave and bathe every once in a while. So, I mean.
Well, I mean, hell, I mean, they got that RuPaul Drag Race shit that's on.
I love that shit.
Doesn't RuPaul mostly just dress like a guy now?
I will say that's actually one of my guilty pleasures.
I do like Drag Race. I'm a big fan of Drag Race. I once made, and I still have the video cassette in high school, but I made I think I brought this up in the show before, the Queens in Space, the sequel, where I was really influenced by Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. We made a sci-fi drag queen movie. So RuPaul's, I dig RuPaul.
What, Trav, you made a what?
Who I made, likes to eat food?
We made a science.
Who's
fiction.
We?
People in my graphic arts class, video arts class, was drag queen science fiction motion picture starring Sugar and Spice, the heroes of our story, who are fighting the evil alien warlord Beulah, who is trying to steal the magic purse.
This is a thing that you actually made?
Yeah, it exists.
Yes, if it exists, where is it?
Yeah, where is it? Why can we not watch it right now?
It's on a video cassette in the very next room.
Sell that to Netflix.
It's on the same video cassette as Joe's Apartment, Escape from L.A., and Falling Down.
Joe's Apartment,
great.
Falling Down, and your drag queen movie? Are you dressed up as a drag queen?
Yes.
How many episodes have we done with Travis? Travis has been on the show since like 2014.
Right. It's been
and we've never once talked
sure.
about his drag queen movie. How the fuck does this happen?
I can't remember if I'm Sugar or if I'm Spice.
Hey, man, it's because, you know, I mean, I'm here. And, you know, he felt more.
He felt relaxed.
You know, he got me on retainer. So, you know, he can say stuff like this now.
Have you dressed in ladies' clothes since this?
No, that was the last time, but I wouldn't be opposed to doing another sequel since this was Queens in Space, the sequel.
Are you still in contact with Spice?
No, I do not know. I know that he's divorced from the gal he was boyfriend-girlfriend with in high school. They got married after, had a kid or two, and got divorced.
Travis, when are we going to see this drag queen movie? When are we going to see it?
I put a video converter for VHS to DVD and VHS to digital. Probably, I don't know, 6-7 years ago to try to digitize it because I wanted to make a special edition. Because
Travis,
send me
a copy of the video cassette and I'll figure it out.
Listen, the space battle is us taking a high-heeled shoe, putting it in front of a big black piece of construction paper with holes poked into it and a floodlight behind that piece of paper, and the shoe going after another shoe and us going, choo, 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 choo.
I'm so pissed off that we had not heard about this. This is like an afterthought at the end of a show. I mean, this is like a whole episode's worth of shit.
I just swore I brought this up previously.
I don't remember this.
Nope.
Well, I guess not.
Yeah, well, and Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is coming back, guys.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Jesus Christ. So that needs to happen, like, soon, Travis.
I mean, like he said, like I'm saying, if you get me the tape, I'll figure out a way to get it done.
Yeah, you get me the tape, Travis, I'll figure it out. I'll pay Walgreens to do it.
It can't be good, guys.
No, I know, Travis. Believe me, I know it can't be good.
I got one of those video converter places right down the street from my place.
They do that shit at Walmart.
Flash drive.
Exactly.
Guys, be sure to check out Rob's podcast, randomrobcast.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at RRR_podcast. Podcast month is going off without a hitch.
There's going to be a lot to live up to after this because it was a pleasure to have you on.
And I appreciate the opportunity in considering me for your show.
You were actually the first name we brought up.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
So everybody else was second choice, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, B-Rob, keep on taco necking, buddy.
Speaking of the taco neck, Jody B in the chat just asked if any of you tried the chicken taco yet.
I've had it a couple of times. The thing is I feel like it should have some meat in the taco. The meat is the shell, great, but I was disappointed that, like, other than that, it's just some lettuce stuffed in it. And
also, was anybody else shocked about the size of it? Like, I got the $5 box that had a Doritos Locos and a regular taco.
It was underwhelming.
Yeah, I opened up the little package, and there was that little sleeve that they give you with, like, the Doritos Locos tacos. I'm like, holy shit. It doesn't even expand to, like, cover the length of the sleeve. It's so
small.
Screw
you guys. It's delicious.
Well, I mean,
I like it.
I started that off by saying this is the second or third time I've had it. So, I mean, obviously I'm not too disappointed.
Right.
But, yeah, I feel like it could have been better. Maybe the next time they go around and do it, they'll actually put some meat in it. And they'll call it like the super naked chicken, whatever.
I bet you can,
put some sour cream on
it.
The sour cream is underutilized at Taco Bell. There's not enough products that have the sour cream on it.
And I guarantee I'll only eat 3 dozen instead of 2.
Rob, is there anything else you want the people to know about? Is there information you want to get out there?
Sure. I mean, outside of what you covered, you can find just about everything to pertaining to the show on randomrobcast.com. You can follow me on Instagram. See me walk around Walmart putting my at $5 bin of Blu-rays. And you can do that at randomramblingsw_Rob on Instagram. And if you want to find me on Twitter to talk about professional wrestling and other general shenanigans, you can do it at It's B-Rob. That's ITSBROB.
And I recommend you do that because his videos, you kind of just fall into it. You don't know why you're watching a guy walking around Walmart talking for 3 or 4 minutes, but I end up watching the whole thing. And then
you watch all of them.
And then it starts over and he starts talking again and like I don't turn it off and I'm just like, why am I watching this guy walking around Walmart?
For 2 hours.
Yeah, but I watch it anyway. And then it loops, and then I start watching half of it again before I realize I'm watching the same thing again.
I know, it's soothing.
It is. It's soothing. Napier.
Yes.
What do you want the people to know about? Do you have like a pick of the week?
Go watch people fighting on worldstarhiphop.com.
No, don't do that.
It's fun.
Don't encourage him, Napier.
I'm not encouraging people to fight. I just want them to watch.
One fight's three.
Don't encourage him.
No, it's great. They scream World Star and somebody punches another person in the face.
Drunk, what do you want?
It's literally the greatest thing ever.
What do you want people to know?
So Drunk's pick of the week is the Blue Note Store at the Sky Trade Center. Buy your hats, buy your plaques. It's awesome. It's
make awesome you place. Feel guilty for showing up empty-handed.
Guys, I'll tell you what. My pick of the week is Travis's transvestite movie.
Fuck yes. I forgot about that already.
It's not a transvestite movie. It's a drag queen movie.
When are we going to see this, Travis? We need it to be released now.
Well, let me see if I can find a VCR. I'll fast forward through Joe's apartment and see what I can do.
Travis, we can see it, right? I mean, you wouldn't have brought it up if you weren't even a little bit proud of it.
I'm fine with it. It does not bother. I played it in front of a bunch of high school students, the most judgmental assholes on earth. So I'm fine with it.
Did you get a standing O?
No, I think I got a B minus.
Did you have somebody in the background once it went over going, "Faggot!"
Man, see, this is why I had to have my soundboard plugged in, because I had a button on there that said "gay."
Do you have any sexy lion costumes?
Nope, just sassy.
Got sassy lions.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate you all hanging out.
Podcast month.
Hey, if you have a podcast, reach out. Let's hang out. This is the only month we do this.
Woo.
And if you don't want to, I'll just keep coming back.
Be Rob Mom.
Well, that's my mama.
There's something dark inside of me. I need someone to set me free. So I call out your name. She seems so far away. Anyway, who could say? One like me, 'cause there's something dark inside of me.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.